Monsieur le Président, Mesdames.
Mr. Chairman, Ministers, Heads of Delegation, Director General of the WTO, ladies and gentlemen, our first words are to express our satisfaction at holding this conference in Africa and addressing our thanks and congratulations to the Government of Kenya for their generous offer and the very successful organization of this major event. May we now, all of us as members, show ourselves up to the challenges of the day. Basically, the impasse in which we find ourselves has to do with our ability to answer the question as to what are the concept, role, and responsibilities which we wish to assign to international trade and the multilateral trading system. However, when adopting the Doha Round agenda, organizations seem to be very clear. The multilateral trading system should provide basic rules equitable for all actors while granting to those in need special and differential treatment which is necessary for their profitable insertion in the system and contributing to their development. However, for years, and particularly since 2008, the implementation of the Doha Round has hesitated and lost momentum. The commitment reached at the 9th conference in Bali was delicate. It translated the constructive will of developing countries and particularly their vote of confidence, which was not unanimous in the group. The Doha work program, which is the cornerstone of the Bali contract, is still unfinished, and the issues on the table to be harvested in Nairobi are not substantial. In these circumstances, we should ensure that these issues be harvested, at least at a high degree, and then distribute in the post-Nairobi work program and at a good pace the Doha work program. This is, in our mind, would define the success of this conference. We are aware of the difficulties and controversies which threaten the political will of some. They must find solutions and not offer an easy pretext to justify that Doha be thrown overboard, whether this be implicit or explicit. Mr. Chairman, Africa has for too long a time been seeking its development. Despite the positive signal of economic growth in the continent, Africa knows that it will not cross the crucial threshold in the absence of industrialization, which its leaders have decided to undertake. So some essential measures of special and differential treatment are on the table, among very important ones proposed by the G90. Africans are betting on their acceptance by our partners as a prerequisite to removing obstacles to the industrialization of our continent. Mr. Chairman, we couldn't invoke here the discussions underway on the question of treatment to be given to the SVEs, the small and vulnerable economies. Cape Verde, which is recently part of the LDCs, was graduated from this category, although it was still well under the economic vulnerability threshold defined by LDCs. However, the support of partners to our country was now once again strongly decreased due to our new category. The truth and the merit of the specificity and the particular needs of economies which are small and vulnerable is particularly felt by our economy. It doesn't make any sense to us to be afraid of specific support to SVEs and to want to keep these countries in some kind of vacuum. We are also certain that there will be an appropriate and positive response to this subject. Certainly, this is now, in conclusion, we'd like to address to the honorable members and Liberia and Afghanistan our warm wish for success in their life within the organization. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. And now